This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. More details have emerged about the Columbus Crew's new stadium. A report from Mayor Andrew Ginther's office calls for $140 million of public money. City Council will discuss the plan next week, but WOSU reporter Adora Namika Day has been talking with leaders about the plan today, and she joins me now. Hey, Adora.
Hey, Claire.
Tell us about this plan. Where is this money coming from?
So the plan says that funding will come from the state, Franklin County, and the city of Columbus, and that will total to about $140 million. The city also announced it will contribute about $12 million in infrastructure, but put the remaining $38 million into what it calls the new community authority.
Yeah, this 100-plus page document talks about the new community authority. Can you tell us what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a joint public-private group that will be governed by a 9-member board. 5 of those members will be appointed by the city and the county, and then 4 others will be appointed by the development group. So Columbus Development Director Steve Shoney says the NCA looks like a tax, which makes it look like a public contribution, but he says that's not exactly accurate.
It's the ownership group voluntarily self-assessing themselves this charge on the development that's going to happen around the projects. At the outset, there in the original MOU, there was a $45 million in other funds, other public funds that was flagged as kind of a placeholder as we've gotten into this.
An MOU is a memorandum of understanding. So Shoney says public risk is actually decreasing because now the burden to generate money will not be on a public government, it will be on the development group.
So the plan for funding is in place. Does this mean that the Columbus Crew has the land for its new stadium?
It does not have the land. Haslam Sports Group owns the Crew now. Its vice president is Ted Tai Wang, and he says that they're in the process of purchasing the land from Nationwide Realty Investors.
And we are close to finalizing a transaction for the land and expect that to be wrapped up very soon. Likely the next couple weeks, I think.
Even so, they've been able to do some work on the land.
We do have access agreements for the city piece and the NRI site right now, so we are doing some kind of remediation work that has begun.
Some of the work has already started. What's the timeline for the rest of it?
The target date for a land purchase agreement with Nationwide Realty Investors is August 15th, but Tai Wang says that's a target. It's not really a hard deadline.
That August 15th date is a target, and in the agreement, there is flexibility built in there in case for some reason, you know, the county funding process takes a little bit longer. We certainly don't anticipate it slipping more than a month or two.
Team owners now expect the new stadium to open in July 2021. That's the most concrete date that the group has put forth. Stakeholders will present to City Council next Monday, and Council expects to vote on the financing measures the following Monday.
Looks like the Crew will be in Mauffre Stadium for at least 2 more seasons. Do we know what's going to happen to it after that?
Well, there's nothing set in stone with Mauffre yet. In December, stakeholders announced that they hope to convert Mauffre into a practice facility for the Crew and into a community sports park. Tai Wang says Haslam Sports Group met with the Ohio Expo Commission last week to present its concept for the repurposed use of the stadium. But he offered no more details than that, so we're just going to have to wait and see.
WOSU's Adora Namika Day, thanks so much for the update.
You're welcome.